What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, girls.
Hi. Hi.
Oh,
Jana's angels
in unison. I'm here for this. So we have Judge Lynn Toler coming on today's episode, and I'm really excited because I would love to ask you guys. So she's got a new show out called Commit or Quit. So basically, she goes into married people's houses, and then she makes the decision like whether or not they should be married or not at the end of the day. Would you guys ever do that? I mean, like,
we went through that.
Sorry. Already. Yeah. Or quit. Well, we're just asking one person right now.
Yeah. I would not do that.
What's the difference between that and marriage therapy?
A lot.
But they actually see the, like, no, but they actually see the ins and, like,
I do sometimes wish Chad. That,
exactly.
See. Like,
that's
the
my
interaction,
point. Yeah,
and not just the reporting, the live reporting of the interaction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I agree. That was cool. If it was Chad, I would say yes, maybe Chad with a gavel. But I don't know. It's hard when someone doesn't. I mean, I'm sure she researches the families, the couples, and knows some dynamic. But
can I say something about that?
Please.
Here's what would be hard for me if I had or needed to do that or did do that. Amy and I always talk about how not to compare your relationship to other people's relationships because everyone's is different. So I think that would be hard because you can, from the outside looking in, you can easily judge anyone's relationship, in my opinion. I think that there can be things that you think are unhealthy or things that people, so I feel like that would be kind of tough.
And that could be something interesting to ask her too, like because obviously you're not going to walk in and be like, oh, this... There's no perfect relationship.
Right.
Like, there's going to be someone that can be passive one day, or there can be like some, you know, emotions or whatever. So it's like, I wonder what she does to make that final decision. But, and also, like, I mean, Mike and I had all the tools in the world to make our relationship work. And sometimes we practice them and sometimes we didn't, you know? So it's like, it's hard. You know, I mean, like you and Preston, like you guys go to couples therapy. And so sometimes like you go in there and it's like things are great. And then also it's like the next time it's like it's not great, right? Because he's not working on the things and it's like it's hard.
Yeah, it's like the bullet points. Some visits it's like just catching up. And then some visits I'm like, and this, and this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
I also do feel though, like she probably, because she's done her job for so long, probably can sense.
True.
And it's probably red flaggy to her. There's probably, I just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now as a
like
y
certain red flags.
But yeah, there's certain things that throw up a red flag that she'd be like, I've seen this before. Like, this is just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you and Mike first sat down with Chad?
Oh, yeah. He told us to get divorced.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't think this is going to work. And I'm like, what? I was so angry because I'm like, I didn't think a therapist could say that.
I actually don't know about that either.
I would beg Amy to say, Amy, please just tell me what to do. Like, tell me what to do. And she's like, I can't make that decision for you. And then finally at the very end, she was like, it's time. Like, get out.
It's time.
Oh, yeah. That was you. But I know I remember sitting down with Chad and he was just like, I just don't see this happening. And he's like, I think you guys should separate. And I'm just like, whoa, what? Like, this is our first session with you.
So I bet she has seen some of those things too. And it's easy for her to call.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not easy is the word, but I bet she can make a more professional opinion based on how they act.
Right.
Whether there's some longevity or not.
It's just so hard because, so I was talking to one of my girlfriends, I'm not going to mention her name, but she just filed for divorce with her husband. She lives in LA and she called me. Well, she sent me some pictures. She's like, update, I'm talking to this guy, but there's some red flags, but he's great. And I'm like, and now being in the dating world and like seeing the red flags and not running from those red flags. Now I'm like, girl, like, no, like, but then at the same time, I'm like, well, I don't know. It's like,
well, I wonder what,
how big is the red flag? Right.
Like if I was to go back into the dating world, it scares me to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody's doing it, but then like, I'm sure there's red flaggy things about me making it a word again. What's wrong with me? But like, I'm sure there are things.
I think it depends. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely would have red flags. So I think it just kind of depends on, but it's like
a red flag in progress.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's tough. I guess it just depends. Like what kind of red flag, like a make or break or, you know, I mean.
See, to me, a red flag would be if someone lies.
But I think it means something different for everyone. Like I guarantee you when Nick starts dating again, a red flag for him would be someone that's not as affectionate.
Is that a red flag or is that just something that's, you know what I'm trying to say? Because I'm I don't think that's a red flag. I think that's just more of like for me, if someone's not affectionate, that's not a red flag. That's just their thing. I'm like, that just wouldn't work for me.
But
like,
I'm wondering if that's a red flag to her. I guess it just depends what her red flags would be.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I agree. Yeah.
Like if the FBI came while they were going to dinner, red flag.
Okay, but is it that, because if it's that serious, well, then
like,
she doesn't
her red flags were like in the very beginning, it was like, and I've experienced this too with one of my last relationships where I was like, the person told me they loved me within like 8 days.
I have so many things to say.
I know. Well, I have too in the past because I'm just such a lover. Like, I'm just like,
I'm a lover.
And I'm like, I love
that
you
soon.
Too.
That's you know, soon. You
but that's a red flag. Soon. But that is a red flag. That is a love bombing red flag.
It is, for
that
sure.
That is a total red flag.
It's like a trap. It feels like a trap. I will tell a girl I love her quickly.
That's different.
I wouldn't tell, like, I'll never tell. I mean, I had a guy
I told
college.
The nail lady I loved her today.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I think I see that so different.
I also think another red flag that she said was he doesn't have like a good, he doesn't like, well, this is, again, this is, he doesn't have, he's a hoarder. He's got a lot of stuff in his house.
Red flag.
But is that a red flag or is that just something? I don't think that's a red flag.
Can be so many.
That would be a red flag.
It's just not one of your red flags.
Yeah.
But it could be for
her. He already told her he loved her and he's a hoarder.
Oh, she's out.
I am out. He has separation anxiety from everything.
Ooh. Good point.
Well, then there's the red. That's the red flag. Then is connecting what?
Yeah, like why do we hoard? Why do you love me? Why are you trapping me?
I can't breathe. Judge Lynn Toler is here, so let's take a break and then we'll get back on this conversation because I think it's interesting. Some points that we should circle back around to.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students. and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
Do we all rise?
Do we all rise?
Don't need to get up.
Did you hear that? Did you hear her say that?
Do we all rise? Like, you're our girl.
No need to get up. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you? Good.
Do I sound okay and look okay?
You look beautiful. Perfect.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, so two of us are divorced. Well, one's going through a divorce. One is divorced.
One was previously divorced. And I'm on my second marriage. So you need a minute and a flashcard for all of that? It came in hot.
Sorry.
I'm
already had something to say. She was like,
no, that's okay. So
she's going through hers. I mean, I'm a year out of mine, but as a divorce lawyer, is there something that you think people miss going through that process that is important that they should, you know, do or whatever.
Yeah. Don't wait to live until it's over.
Mm.
No, divorce is it's a business deal that you can do over here and you can live your life over here. So don't forget that. To live and enjoy while you're taken out to trash, because a lot of people just focus on that alone. They, you know, I've failed. My whole life is unraveling. No, I'm disassociating with this. I'm living over here. And you're not divorced once you're over. You get a divorce, then you're just single again.
You know, look at, are you married?
34 years.
Wow.
Oh, rolling. Mm.
Wow. I couldn't tell with the joy that came over when you said you're divorced. I was like, is that a feeling or is that a sentence?
So 34 years, how do you guys sustain and keep that beautiful marriage going?
We're strong believers in marriage counseling. We went to marriage counseling before we got married, and we don't wait till things get ugly. Mm-hmm. We go early. You know, stuff had been off for a couple of months. We run over there because, you know, we want an eye on it. And that way you can only go once or twice. They kind of stoke you up. They get you together and you go about your business.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever... Yeah, I mean, shoot. I mean, God, the money that we all spend on couples therapy. I remember having one couples therapist, though, they went to them, that person as well. And I almost felt like they were pitting us against each other, too.
Oh, you got to find the right one.
Yeah.
I mean, because people are people. And just because you were a therapist don't mean you got any sense. So if you go there and realize, you know, there are fools in every profession. And it's like, I mean... It's almost as hard to find a good therapist as it is to find a good husband or wife, because you really, both of you have got to get that person and that person has to get the both of you. So, you know, it can be hard to do, but you should always shop until both parties are comfortable.
Mm-hmm. My lawyer had said something to me too when I filed for divorce from my ex, and he was just like, don't remarry him. And I was like, what? Like, why would I remarry him? Like, what do you mean? He's like, you'd be surprised how many people actually remarry their ex. Like, it did not work. Don't remarry.
And then they end up being divorced
like,
again.
And then they end up, he's like, the amount of times that I've had to like have, you know, a divorce, you know, to redo it. It's just, I'm like, wow, I did not even like.
Yeah. And Facebook is good for that too, because you can find somebody you liked 20 years ago on Facebook and you forget all the reasons why you got rid of them, and you get back together. Then you realize, oh my God, you know what so I mean? True. Oh my God, I see why I got rid of you, but you don't remember. You just remember the wrong stuff. So that's a good point.
I don't know anything about that, Judge.
Okay. So Commit or Quit. We were talking about, you know, that show, and you know, I mean, you get the final say basically to stay married or to divorce. And we were curious, like, what thing do they do that, because you don't know their circumstances. I mean, I'm sure you know some of them, right? But like what, you know, what their traumas are, what, you know, how they, or maybe, shoot, maybe they're going through a bad, you know, bad time in their life. And it's like, and people can work on things. So what's the line for you to go, okay, no, like this is not going to work versus like this can work?
You know, it's interesting. Most of the people that call the show have been in the washing machine of an unexamined marriage for a long time. So they've been together for 7 years. So it's pretty much played out. You just got to figure out what it is. I talked to his representatives. I talk to her representatives. I talk to mom. I talk to dad. I talk to cousins. I wire up their house. I go through their text messages. I go through their history. I do a lot of work. And then I give them, based upon what I see, I'll give them an exercise, make them do something. Like, you have to do this task together, but you need to do this, this, and this. And based, I can see if they can learn, if they can get past where they were, if they're paying attention to it. And you would be amazed how remarkably clear that answer is. So much so that of the 9 couples, only one of them disagreed and went back to what I said not to do.
Hmm. Really? Do you think they come in knowing already the answer?
Listen, I think a couple of the guys call just so they can have a third party there when they dump the chick. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, one dude, and I realized like halfway through, I said, boyfriend was out the door. He had his annulment papers under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And boyfriend was out the door. And it was like, you know, she was a lot and he didn't want to just go. He wanted assistance.
And he also needed record.
Yeah, he wanted, like, you know, he wanted, you know, she was tearing up his stuff. And
Wow. Interesting. Is there a quality in someone, though, that you kind of go, that's a red flag? Like, what to you, what is a red flag?
One guy, I think it's going to be tonight episode, red flag was, I asked him, what's wrong with you? And he said nothing.
Oh, bye.
Mm-hmm.
I got actually, so normally when people say that, I have a series of questions that I ask them and they finally come around to realizing, yes, there are the following things are wrong with me. And the first one I say, you're not self-aware because you're not perfect. So after self-aware, what could it be? And then I would ask a number of questions leading him to, all right, this is another fault I have. And this is another one. He couldn't do it. He was unable to form his lips in a sentence that said anything negative about him. And his lack of self-awareness was remarkable.
Narcissism Island is overcrowded. That is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I got so hot, I had to leave the room.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Wow. It bothers me. And she was one of those unheard women. She was whittled away. Mm-hmm. You know, she would watch him as he talked. To make sure he wasn't bristling at something she said, and you know it was he was belittling, and it was just she had lost her voice completely, and I knew it was dead in the water in the beginning, but I had to get her there.
Mm-hmm. So
because he was fine.
Of course, he is.
You know what I mean? He got everything he wanted. He was fine.
A lot of them are, you know. So you said 7 years. Is there a minimum that they have to be married to even apply to do this show? There is.
No.
Okay.
You can be in it. There was
are a you filing? No, I'm not interviewing for myself. I actually really love my husband. But I would love you to wire my house sometimes.
Yeah, right. Just to see what's going on. See if there's a problem you don't know about.
A little judgment in my life. Just a little. Sneak peek. He's an artist, so you know it. Yeah. There was some come around there. He's a 40-year-old bachelor when I met him, and so there was a slow like he was fine.
And creatives are hard sometimes because they think differently, they engage in the world differently. They're not necessarily as practical. So I mean, I don't know if that's his thing, but typically creatives are like that.
Well, I also think in this industry, and I will go probably get slammed for saying this, but there is in the entertainment industry, there is this like you have to have a little bit of narcissism on a sliding scale to be able to survive because you have to think you're great when people don't think you're great.
Absolutely.
So we just had to chip
your ego has to be all together, intact, ready to go.
Yeah. You have to be your own advocate no matter what.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Tell me, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just really,
no,
I have another
please,
question.
No, please, go, girl.
Okay, so what are the tasks when you say I give them a task? Is it like putting together IKEA furniture or is it like sending them out
well,
on a vacation?
It could be, but on the furniture, I will have like, as they turn them over, it'll be something that they said or that they did. For the woman without the voice, I told her to throw out a red flag every time he hurt her feelings so he could have a physical representation of what she, when he was actually, you know, giving her the business. Or I will do something like, if you're upset about something, you write it on a stick and you put it in ice and you freeze it. And in order to get rid of that stick, he has to break the ice with some act that frees you from the pain that's on that stick. Mm-hmm. And they can't do anything else until they get that done. So to require them to physically do that makes them have each and every conversation about each and every thing that is an issue. And they can't, you know, people get on a topic and then they fly over here and they fly over there and they never get finished or they start fighting. But that holds their feet to the fire and they have the conversation that they hadn't had in 4 or 5 years about what they need to do.
Well, you have to have ownership to get that accomplished. Somebody has to own something.
Mm-hmm.
You got to own it. And we're so good at deflecting and we're so good at technically that was not my fault, in order to process this whole thing. Everybody's got an equal number of complaints, and they know I'm going to talk to them about it the next day. They're required to engage in a way that does something positive, or the fact that they are unable to engage in a way that they can just resolve that tells me something as well.
Mm-hmm. When we first went to a couples therapist, we went because we didn't know how to fight. We didn't fight well. I got Michigan real straight up, real fast, and was just like, and I'm sharp, sharp, sharp with the words, and it just wasn't fair. And he used to come to me and say, oh, you're going to love this. He used to say, I'm sorry we fought. And I'm like, well, that's not an apology. That's not owning anything. That's just like, I don't even know what that is. Actually,
yeah, it's like Band-Aid. I'm sorry it hurt your feelings. Yeah. As opposed to, I'm sorry I said that. Yeah.
And then that would heat up the Michigan, and then things would get riled up again. And I was like, okay, we just got to like break the cycle and get to someone.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's why people should go to a therapist beforehand, to teach you how to fight. We took personality tests. He told us what we were going to run into. You know, who, you know, I was not amenable to the institution of marriage as a whole. So here are the problems you're going to have. You're going to get sick of him. You're going to want. So we bought a house where I had my own bedroom because, you know, we realized this chick needs a lot of alone time.
I'd have
somewhere to go. You know what I mean? Wouldn't have to go there very often because I knew it was there.
It's like Carrie Bradshaw. She just needed her
own apartment,
her own little place that she can go visit whenever she wanted to.
That mean nothing. It just, it's something that, and it's funny, like 4 years ago, I walked up the street and bought another house.
I cannot handle you. When are we all going out to get drinks?
That's what I want to know.
I went out. I didn't even tell him. He was in closing. I said, oh, baby, let me show you. And it was a little bitty house. And then I said, I'm going to take it down to the studs. And I got my neighbor who's a contractor. And I bought my little LaBoom box. And I'm jamming and bopping in my house, making food and just running around naked. It was great.
Are you having dinner at my place tonight, husband? Or are you going to stay
Let's
here?
Let's do it.
I'm here.
I'll bring the champagne.
We have a place like that, too. It's called Jana's House.
Jana's House is like that Jana's for everybody. House is
I mean, you know, every Wednesday night, don't have the kids. So, you know, like,
yeah,
I get the bedroom.
And now Catherine,
and, you know, women don't as easily as men. I mean, maybe it's just because it's my generation and I'm hanging out with mothers, carve out that time just to kick it and enjoy themselves and each other. We tend to be very, you know, if I'm not doing something for somebody, I'm wondering what I'm missing. And, you know, you really have to make a effort to prioritize your own joy sometimes. You know what I mean?
That's the bumper sticker.
Somebody else, because you get there.
What about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial? Like, do you think they that's a hard left?
You know, I only saw bits and pieces because you can't avoid it because it's
there.
It's on everything. The recordings that they had of her were just, you know what I mean? They'll never believe you. Johnny Depp is getting hurt by a woman.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch those, so I don't know. Both of them were Looney Tunes.
That's what I say.
And it's just when you put two loony people in the same tune, this is what you get.
I feel like, too, some people can just not be right for each other. Like, I think there's certain men that I've dated that have brought out the worst in me because of my past childhood traumas. And I think a lot of the things that I had, like, heard, and that was, like, you know, I think she reminded him a lot of his abusive mom. And, like, so I think you end up, and then that's just a recipe for disaster, too, you know, that kind of situation. So,
yeah, I agree.
Oh, we all have luggage with our initials embossed in it. Mm. You know what I mean? We all do. So, you know, you kind of got to come with a guy and carry your bags, and you can carry his.
Yeah.
And you can't carry everybody else's bags.
Sometimes my ex-husband, I feel like I have secret bags. Like, I was like, oh, he's just got a carry-on. And then all of a sudden the curtain opened and I was like,
they all think they just have a carry-on. They all think that.
Oh, yes, they do.
They got luggage just like we do. They just don't talk about it with their buddies like we do. They talk stories. We talk what did he say?
That's so true.
How does he feel?
I think the thing that like always bugs me is like in past relationships where they can just, they basically crap all over your side of the street. And then they're like, hey, have fun cleaning it up. Like they don't help you. They don't have empathy for what they did. Or they just like kind of are just like, oh, how you doing over there cleaning it up? Like mm-hmm. not even just like, it's like, well, it's just so, oh, relationships.
I'm sorry is hard for them.
It is.
Yeah. Hard. I will say though, I've had a really hard time saying sorry too, though, in certain situations where I've said it a lot more recently. But when I was married, I did have a hard time saying sorry because I was always like, I always kind of pointed the finger back. Yeah, well, you did this. And right, so that's right. something that I've like noticed too. It's like, okay, what could I have like done better in certain situations?
And that's but, so funny. My husband and I had the reverse situation. He could never say he's sorry. And I'm quick to say, oh, that was my part. That was my part. And we got into this habit of like 100 things went wrong. 99 of them were his. One of them was mine. I would say, oh, that part was mine. And the conversation was over.
Mm.
And I was, and I kind of like, after years of doing that, I was like, oh, he thinks I'm always wrong. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have cursed.
No, I love it.
Welcome to Wind Down.
Here for it.
But I shouldn't have always said my bad because he came out of each of those situations mm-hmm. with, she's wrong, she's wrong, she's wrong, she's wrong, she's wrong.
Because you're and, taking you know, ownership.
That led us back mm-hmm. to a marriage counselor because we were on the brink. Because I couldn't understand why he was so mad all the time. And he couldn't understand why he was so dissatisfied. And we realized that it was, you know, I had taken ownership of every negative thing that had happened in the marriage inadvertently. Made us both mad.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Because he thought he got, he, you know what I mean? He was just like, her again. Look, she did that again. And him and me, I was feeling like, I never get it right. I never get it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do actually. That's a
it's a really good point. It's made my making me spin in a little bit.
I get like that in friendships a lot. I feel like I'm very quick to say sorry to just make it better, but then I'm unhappy in the end because I'm like, why did I own that? Like that wasn't, or that part of it wasn't my fault, or that part. And so I struggle with that.
And the weird thing about people is once you own it, they'll be very happy for you to keep it.
Yep.
And they honestly believe as time goes on, they as they're attenuated from the, because they kind of know in the circumstance what they did wrong. But once they say you own it, after time goes by, you just end up owning all of that. And they forget that they even did have a part to play. So it's a dangerous business to be in.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
That is so true. Because I'm just really thinking like, back on like being like, I'm sorry. But I'm like, wait a minute. No, like you're the one that lied.
I'm rewinding a lot of tapes in my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because also like I like things to be tidy. So if I can own a piece of it, anything we can do to get us like moving forward.
Right.
I'm like, well, let me own that. Let me own that
too. It's easier. I have now defaulted to humor and just so you know. And there's a friend, I like, just so you know, I said, I did this, just so you know, I saw what you did too, but I'm going to leave it right there. I mean, I just don't let it, I don't let it go. Or maybe like a couple of months later, I said, yeah, I know that happened, but you'll remember that blah, 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 blah is what you did. And just leave it there.
Let it sit.
Mm-hmm. And just leave it there. And don't ask him. I used to always want to get to argue to a capitulation. You know, him, he's got to say, yeah, baby, you're right. And my mother said, you wasting your time with that. It's too hard for him. And as long as they do the right thing, what you need him to capitulate for. I don't care how right you are. It doesn't matter as long as he does it right from then on. That's his apology. Take it and keep it moving.
That's a good point. Sorry. It doesn't look like I'm sorry. Some specifically like. For me and a lot of my relationships with men, like their I'm sorry isn't I'm sorry that. It'll be a different apology language.
Or just changing. Right. Mm-hmm. That's such a good, like if they just change the action or the act, that is apologizing too. That's so interesting.
And my mother had to teach me to be satisfied with that because years I wasn't and I was just unhappy. I was getting what I want, but I was unhappy that I couldn't get that. And she says, you're asking for something you don't need.
Yeah.
Change woman.
Yeah, I feel like the last apologies I've gotten were like, I'm sorry that I did this. It's just I felt, you know, like I couldn't do this or that. And I'm like, so then it's just
why?
So then it was just totally, I was like, oh, so then it's my fault. Like, so then what you did, your action is then my fault. I'm like, but I didn't know that you were having an issue with X, Y, and Z. Like, and it's, but then they just like twist it on you. And that's like the part that I'm just like, I'm just like, help me understand this. Like, that's where I just get.
Well, I am sorry is a complete sentence, period. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. when there's all the taglines that things start getting turned back around.
Right, right, right.
No, it can get funky. And people do that. I remember I had a guy in marriage boot camp, and he was a subject shifter. So they would be talking about subject A, and the moment she made a good point, he'd shift to A.1. She'd make a good point, he'd shift to A.2. And finally, like about at A.12, she would be wrong. And he said, that's all I was trying to tell you from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
And I walked him through. Neither one of them saw it because she was right there with him. And she doesn't know where she went wrong. And I walked him through it.
Wow.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week. Or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. Is there a couple that you were just like, you really rooted for them to work? Like that you were just like, oh, if you guys both just would get out of your own way kind of vibe?
Yeah. On which show?
Either.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Like you've seen that too. Like you just sort of like, it's like.
Tisdale versus Johnson on divorce court. It's old school. But she was just angry all the time. You know, she would just get angry about everything all the time. Beautiful, intelligent chick, wonderful dude. And like if somebody, a car almost hit him, she would talk about it all day long. I can't believe that guy. I can't believe it. She was in the habit of being angry and her body expressed a lot of cortisol and all of that at every small implication. And she was a really nice person. She just had that one hiccup and he was trying to ride it. And we talked about it. And I said, the last part of this proceeding, we're going to talk about coming back from crazy. I'm talking to you and I'm going to tell you, you can get back from crazy. And then I said, first of all, there's nothing wrong with being crazy. I said, people have called me crazy and I don't mind at all. So trying to get her on the page where we're going to enjoy each other here.
Right.
And talked about it. And it was like, okay. And she cried. Because she realized how angry she was, how unnecessary it was, and that she could stop because she couldn't stop. Mm. And the fact to know that she was that you can stop that and to give her a way to do it, she was just overjoyed.
Man, that's such a good feeling when you're like, because anytime I'm like ever really angry, I'll just start bawling crying like 2 seconds later.
Oh, yeah. No, I cry when I'm angry. For sure. All the time. I know it makes me so mad.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, I remember when I was about to go to this retreat place and I was so angry. And then I'm being sharp tongued but I'm on mute and I just start bawling crying. Cause it's like, that's the real emotion. Like I'm hurt. I'm sad. Mm-hmm. But like what I'm projecting is my, you know, anger. You know what defense. I mean? Yeah. Just defense and like, just like. And then, you know, I'm bawling, crying, and mute, and I come back on, and I'm sharp-tongued again. And I'm like, muted again, like, ah!
Hold these emotions. Like,
yeah. But it's wild. But where are you based?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. You're amazing. You're a breath of fresh air. So
where
thank you.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio.
That's why.
Oh,
it's that northern
Midwest.
Where are you from?
Michigan.
Okay, there you go.
We just don't do it.
Mm-mm. Now we know why we like each other.
Exactly.
I know. I was like, where have you been?
I know. Well, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. We're going to tell everyone to watch your shows. And you're the best. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ladies. You have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, honey.
I love you too.
Bye. It's pretty to be running around together. It's demoralizing.
Oh, stop.
Talk dirty to me.
Bye, honey.
Bye,
see ya.
Guys.
Oh my God, I love her.
She's so fun.
Love.
You could tell I loved. I girl crushed a little on
those. I mean, no, she was amazing.
I was like, I have another question.
No, but I love
Can
it.
Can I sit on your lap? She's like, inappropriate.
If I ever have another marriage, I would love to have my own bedroom.
I knew that was the one thing. And I was like, if Catherine got anything out of this one.
Her own house down the street would be great.
I was like, Catherine is like, she wants the bedroom. I think that's okay. I just think it's not every night.
She said that she didn't even have to use it that often because she knew it was there.
She had it. Right, just like knew it was there, right.
It might not be good for me because then I would definitely probably use it. But anyway, I love her.
That is so funny.
I know.
So there was something, what? There was some movie or show. She like, The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. She's like telling this entire story and she's like going into like, you know, this really like hard childhood and that she hasn't had sex in a year or something. And then Ryan goes, you haven't had sex in 1 year? She goes, that's what she got out of the conversation. That's what she got out of it. That just reminded me of.
I got more you. Out of it. I just.
No, know. I know. It was just. It, that's, yeah, that's just funny. So funny.
Great talk. And I get my own room. All right. Yeah. Thanks for telling me.
But I think that's something, though, that like when you do start dating, oh my God, Trish, it's just so crazy. Like to think about it. Like
Catherine dating, I'm going to be front row. I'm getting a table at every restaurant inside of her. Like,
I would die.
I just.
Like, hey, Catherine, funny bumping into you here.
But it's just so crazy because it's been like on the Queendom chat, it's been, you know, me rolling in being like, all right, guys, like welcome this dude to the Queendom chat. Like, let's see. You know, and then we're all like, now like Catherine gets to do that. It's going to be so fun.
Won't do that.
Nope.
You won't
tell Queendom when you start dating?
No.
You will tell me who will tell Queendom. We do not keep secrets from Queendom because we realized last time what happens when you keep secrets from Queendom.
Yes,
you're the one that told Queendom about the divorce.
Which one?
Yeah,
oh, I had permission. Though.
No, I know, but she reported what happened last time. Someone kept something from Queendom, aka her.
I kept things from Queendom because I didn't. Yes, they were.
You didn't want to hear what Queendom had to say.
Yes,
we do that.
But so you don't think you would tell people?
Where's no, that popcorn? I would.
Because it's the fun part. It's like this. God, like this one person texted.
This is not her.
Me
name.
And I'm like, no. I don't know what to say back. What do I say back? And it's like that. Like it's fun to like involve. Like I don't know. Like it's like
it's not.
Yeah. Is it fun?
It's fun.
You're the one that came back with the cute flirty response.
It's fun to be the person you're texting asking what I should say.
It's fun to feed the lines. It's not fun to give the lines.
Even though I'm not really good at lines, but I came up with a good one.
I know. I was like, because I'm just like not.
I
was like,
I'm not 30. I don't know.
I was like, look who's coming out of retirement.
It was such an easy one, though. It was like given to us, but it's fine.
But yeah, because I'm just kind of like, like, you know, I'm like, how do you like flirt nowadays? Because usually I'm just like.
Kids do it.
I know.
I'm like, wish I knew. But, it's just fun to watch you flirt.
Yeah, but now I'm excited to watch you flirt.
I don't flirt.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I can't wait. The creepy friend at the other table.
Like, I can't wait to kind of like, you know,
see her in the
dress
wild.
Cat up. Yeah, and be like, oh, okay, God. Which one do you like?
Cat in the Wild, the new Instagram series.
But just for fun, like, obviously, like, you know, if this isn't like, it's just, it's fun to just go out and like have a good time. It's not,
for
you're
sure.
not marrying this dude, you know? It's like,
yeah, no, I'm good.
But it might be kind of fun to just be like,
okay,
flirt a little.
She's like, I don't know which one's worse.
Literally disappeared off this couch. Like every conversation we have, she's getting further and further away.
That's fine.
So, okay, well, red flags, we're going to be very careful of them. I kind of want to get like someone on that can dive deeper with red flags because I think a lot, I'd like to know some more things to look out for in like the dating world. So we need to get like a dating 101. Oh, I reached, there was someone on Instagram that, so we're going to try and get him on.
I need to be here. I don't even have to talk. I just want to see him.
Yeah.
I loved his little motto.
Oh, yeah. No, that was cool.
I don't want to seem gross. Like.
Oh, yeah.
No. Like, he just was like, I loved what he had to say.
Yeah. So we need to get someone like Dating 101, some kind of red flag thing so that hopefully they, if anyone hears this in the iHeart team, if anyone hears this. But love you guys and see you soon.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, It's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.